This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time now for the Rangers Player Show. Pregame at 6:30 tonight. First pitch, 7 o'clock. DeGrom's on the hill. And he's going to be throwing pitches to our next guest. The Rangers Player Show is brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. As Kyle Higashioka joins us now here on 105 Through the Fan. And a good afternoon, Kyle. How the heck are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Going good. It seems like you like hitting these ace pretty good, man. You've been tearing them up over the last week or so. How you feeling up there?
Feeling all right. You know, still definitely getting into the swing of things, but I'm just trying to have, you know, good at bats and, you know, hit the ball on a line.
Yes, sir. That sounds good to me. We will drink to that. And that's one of the main questions from the fans right now. What's been your take on why the offense is taking a little bit extra to get out of the gates firing this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, definitely a lot of us are kind of scuffling these first few weeks of the season. And, you know, when that happens, a lot of times you can feel like you need to turn it all around in one game, which is not going to happen. So, yeah, I think we just need to kind of take a step back, take a breath, and just focus on every single at bat, you know, being a quality at bat.
You were moving around the lineup a little bit. Bo Chadjia in the two hole tonight. You're going to be batting third. Do you have a preference of maybe where you are? You seem like a very team oriented guy. Like wherever Boach wants to write my name in, I'm down. Let's give it a go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a win if I'm just in the lineup. So,
how do you like being a DH?
I don't mind. Like I said, you know, it's a win anytime I'm in the lineup for me. So, you know, just glad to have a chance.
Hey, Kyle, would you like to be known as a guy that throws people out all the time or a better framer?
Well, I wish I had the arm for people to know, you know, people to associate me with throwing a ton of guys out. But, sure. You know, I think it is what it is. You know, I just go up there and try to do what I can to help the team win behind the play. That's the only thing I really care about.
Higgy, with some of the new rules over the last 3 years with the pitch clock, the pitch calm, how have things kind of evolved and changed for you as a catcher?
Yeah, I mean, the pace of the game is definitely a lot better. It's a little tougher mentally just because you got to get your thoughts in order on what pitches to call in a short amount of time. But I think most of us have made the adjustment. So, you know, there's other rules that are kind of facilitated towards helping base runners steal bases, which is, yeah. I mean, that's definitely, I think, for the benefit of the fans, you know. But that's something we got to deal with. And so, you know, this game's all about making adjustments. So we'll make adjustments to accordingly to whatever we have to.
Speaking of making adjustments, Kyle Higashioka here with us. how's it been getting to know these Rangers pitchers? And here's the question. Who's the easiest Rangers pitcher to catch for you?
I mean, you know, they've all been great. I think we've been throwing the ball really well for this first month of the season. So I'm pretty happy with them. You know, I really like catching all these guys. It's been great. I don't know if I can really name one guy.
if you could catch any pitcher in baseball history, how about I ask you that? Dead or alive, who is Kyle Higashioka going to catch?
Honestly, I think I think probably Greg Maddux. I know that's Mad Dog's brother, but I like guys who really move the ball around and can make it move different directions, use both sides of the plate. Some where calling a game almost becomes like a mathematical equation. So I think he's kind of the, you know, typical pitcher that I really, really enjoy working with.
So does Mad Dog know, like, have you conversed with him at all about his brother, asked him some fun stories? Some of the stuff we've heard about him, he was quite the prankster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we hear all the prankster stories, so that's fun.
How many pranksters are in the clubhouse now with these Rangers?
There's a couple. There's a couple, but, you know, it's easier to be pranking people when you're playing a little better. So we're focused on trying to, you know, turn this thing around.
So only the pitchers are pulling pranks right now? I'm teasing. Kyle Higashioka here with you on The Fan. Okay, what's one thing you didn't know about the great state of Texas that you've learned since you got here?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, I've always liked coming to Texas in the past. So, you know, I felt like, you know, this is a great choice for me. And it's been great living here for the first month of the season. People have told me it gets really hot. So,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're lucky
with this roof now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's been great.
I was curious about, we've heard the Roky Sasaki stuff with the Dodgers. He just came out and announced that one of the things that they did in terms of recruiting him was providing Japanese toilets in the Dodgers facilities. Now, I know about your Japanese heritage, and I'm curious if you've ever used one of these toilets, because we're trying to get the Rangers to get these things going. They seem incredible.
Yeah. Well, when we went to Korea, they had like a similar setup with, you know, the heated toilets with the bidets and, you know, all the fancy buttons. And then last year after we went to Korea, I noticed that we had two Japanese toilets in the clubhouse.
Ooh,
there we go. And, so I guess the guys must have liked that a lot. So,
okay.
They were fine. Sometimes they get a little too hot, though. You know, it kind of feels weird.
Oh, with the heated seats?
The bun toasters can overdo it a little bit. But, I mean, I've heard, like, once you go Japanese toilet, you never go back kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a toilet.
It's a toilet. So, Brian Broaddus, one of our co-hosts, he has a football life. He's a former Super Bowl-winning Seattle, the Green Bay Packers. He was telling us yesterday, those restrooms are just disgusting. The stalls in an NFL locker room, it's horrible. Is it a similar deal in Major League Baseball, or are you guys kind of keeping this thing a little bit cleaner?
No, I think I haven't really ever felt that they're horrible in baseball. So I don't know.
Well, the NFL,
maybe you got the linemen, you know, eating too many chili dogs or something.
Exactly.
Be hard to contain.
Kyle. Yeah, you know exactly what you're talking about here. These NFL guys are, you guys are way above the level of those guys for sure.
How was it going to the minor league stadium in Sacramento to take on the A's? What was that experience like?
It was good. It was good. Stadium play is really small, so that was basically the craziest thing about it. But, you know, the clubhouse facilities were, you know, pretty nice. I would say nicer than what they had in Oakland. And then,
that wasn't hard.
You know, our hotel situation was nice. And so it definitely, you know, it was totally fine.
Do you have a favorite stadium to play in?
I don't know. I mean, this year, numbers-wise, it's got to be Globe Life.
There we go.
There you go.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Well, we love having you here. Now, I did notice on your bio, you're a pretty big fan of the heavy metal music. Is that still the case with you, Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 80s hard rock and metal. That's kind of my go-to.
So, what are we looking at here? Metallica?
AC/DC?
Yeah, yeah. Like Metallica, Ozzy, Judas Priest.
Okay. That's pretty heavy.
The good ones.
Yes, sir. And what got you into that?
I think just, interest in playing guitar. And so to me, those guys are kind of that kind of music is the pinnacle of like guitar driven music. Mm. It just sounds great to my ear.
Can you strum it pretty good yourself?
I just play for fun.
Yeah. Do you take it along on a road trip or whatever, play in the hotel room, or are you just too locked in for that?
I haven't been. It's a lot of gear to carry.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, we appreciate you doing your part to carry this offense at times so far this opening month of the season. Welcome to the Texas Rangers from us, and best of luck to you for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
There he goes. Yes, sir. Kyle Higashioka here with you in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better.
How do you think he would have responded to the gorilla's question?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
That's a good answer.
Were you fearful of the question about the commode? After Woolchuck's kind of his question,
I was fearful about everything there. I was gonna ask him about what he'd prefer as a menu item, the fried higashi okra or the higashi okra tapioca. But ooh. I thought he was gonna hit me with another. I don't know.
fried higashi okra, higashi okra,
higashi okra. Yeah.
I was gonna ask him a Mason workout. Miller question. You know that A's like, yeah. What's it like to like catch a ball going like 105 miles an hour trying to hit a ball, something like that. You know, I couldn't imagine. Standing up there, some dude throwing 105 miles an hour, something like that at me.
But I think we've all been imagining a lot over the last 48 hours. What would 100 men have to do? What would these guys have to be capable of?
I'm just telling you.
To have a fighting chance in hell against one average full-size male gorilla.
I'm just telling you what you'd have to do. You'd have to find a way to blind him.
Yeah.
You'd have to just
attack. You're going for the eyes first?
If you blind him and he can't see, yeah, he's going to thrash around. But you could, if he can't see what he's doing, I think it would be a real problem. I'm throwing dust in his face. Yeah. You know, I'm throwing dirt in his face.
I like that.
I'm trying to temporarily blind him and then jump him as he's kind of
jump him
as he's trying to just
a blind gorilla would destroy those 100 dudes.
You think so?
Yeah. Hell yeah! Who's going to stop him? What human hands are going to affect that gorilla?
To me, blind him
is going to be 200
and get
hands.
Get him on the ground. I mean, I know he's going to thrash around and be a problem, but. If you get him on the ground, you could
get him on the ground.
Yeah,
whoever gets him on the ground, those two guys are gonna get their skulls bashed together.
We got 100 people we're gonna sacrifice along the way to make this work.
Well, 99.
Well, you need at least 20 to finish the job. I think at most you can sacrifice 80.
There's gonna be 80 casualties for sure.
I think I gotta holler at y'all's plug, bro.
But we blind him. I'm telling you, blind this guy.
We get the advantage of strategy, right? And we're picking our best 100 guys. Like they're not giving us the number one seed gorilla.
You think those 100 guys are the best? Man, you got to find a guy. Think about it. You got to figure. You think those 100 guys are the best?
Aaron Donald and
After
John
the
Jones.
First five guys get their throats ripped apart, and he's using their arms as a weapon.
Okay.
The other guys, like, you know what? This is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
So okay.
We're backing out, bro.
We have to mitigate with that.
We have something different than us. We're humans. We can't do this.
No.
They have fight or flight. Like, as soon as they get hit, it's like, oh, we're turning up. We get hit. Should we be doing this?
If I see, like, the first 30 dudes just get destroyed.
You're running the other way.
I'm stepping back. Okay, yeah. We're not going to get this done today. But if I could find a way right off the jump.
Crazy dudes, bro.
I'm telling you, these alpha
UFC ridiculous right. fighters, these
I'm
guys
with
are crazy.
You, I'm with
Gotta
you.
Gotta be special forces
I saw,
trained.
I saw a dude wrestle an alligator on I-95 and get him into the truck. You know, jumped on an alligator's back. I mean,
that was kick ass.
I do think strategy is very important here when you're dealing with wildlife because they're not going to be able to keep a strategy together. So if we have a big enough arena and we can blind him, we can tire him out.
You can't tire him out.
We can.
They're so energetic. They've got us, though. They got us cooked.
But if we have unlimited time and he's blinded, you know, we can pester him and then run away.
Run away.
Yes,
they move so fast.
Until he's tired. Well, if he's blind, we have a chance.
You know, and then I need a guy, like a 7-foot guy with super long legs to get on the back and get a chokehold.
A Jokic brother.
That's going to be a problem. I need you to look at how thick their necks are.
Yeah, their chin comes out.
You can do about
you
this damn thing.
You ever seen a Jokic brother?
If you had an 8-foot wingspan with matching legs.
Come close to these gorillas, dude.
I think you might be able to get that thing around.
You're four to nine times stronger than a trained human male.
We don't even know how strong. We don't even know how strong they are. It hasn't been recorded.
It is insane.
We're about to find out.
I mean, their bone density, their jaw, like I think for sure there's nothing a human could do as far as blunt force to hurt him, right? You're not going to be able to punch him or spear him or tackle
or
him or anything.
Choke him. You can't do anything.
It's going to have to be suffocation pretty much, you know? Like one dude's going to have to sacrifice both hands down to the forearms and just shove them in his mouth, right? Now I'm sacrificing. I got him, guys. Okay?
But that guy's family gets 10 million plus, maybe 100 million.
I mean, if you go out and show out, like remember how UFC used to have that award for the best fight of the night?
Yeah.
I can double this. I can double this bag to 20 mil for your family if you do something like that.
Bro. Plug is somewhere clapping like, yep.
My money's on the gorilla.
214 says he's got Ray Lewis as a part of the hundo just to be the pregame speech guy. You know, get everybody hyped up.
Yeah,
fired
he'll get
up
him going like
match.
William Wallace. But like we're talking no weapons, right? That's the whole thing here. I think we're screwed.
Yeah,
I think
man.
We overrate ourselves.
He's going to bash
race.
Brains in together, bashing skulls.
They can bite, jump around, fast as hell.
Take his vision.
Yeah, but how?
Starts by taking
what if
his
I said, what
good
if luck I said,
into his eyes. What if I said it was 100 Aaron Donalds? What
still
if I said that?
Still won't be enough, man. Still won't be enough. You can't penetrate that darn animal.
This
There's
is
nothing
I think
we can do with our physical.
Like they got thicker muscles. Apparently the skin's super thick.
I think
I don't think we stand a chance.
100 Aaron Donalds, bro.
I think it's fighting techniques that we need more than raw power.
Yeah, like, there's got to be pressure points to a gorilla.
You're not going to beat him with you could.
Have you seen the gorilla's behind?
Yeah.
Have you seen his cheeks, bro?
Yep.
There's nothing we could do about that power he's got back there.
He's a power bottom for sure.
No doubt.
He's a trash can full of dirt, bro.
He drops that ass and he moves people.
There's got to be some way to find out without anybody getting hurt, surely.
No, we're going to lose about 75 guys.
You get a bunch of David Goggins in there, guys that just refuse to die.
Yeah.
You're going to get their throats ripped apart.
Yeah, like
he's
still
going to
be a motivational speaker on Instagram.
Yeah, like that's a great example. David Goggins just had a video with Israel Adesanya, one of our UFC champions or former, and Israel Adesanya is just about dying after the David Goggins workout.
The conversation actually be 100 men versus a chimpanzee. Even that might be hard, you know, because how freakishly strong those things are.